Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Empower Up podcast. I'm your host today, Jeremy Boren, Gray Matters brand manager. We're glad to have you today. Just a quick reminder to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out when you do that. Okay, coming up, we have a special guest from Delco Water Company in Ohio, Ethan Dino. He's the systems administrator there, and we're going to be talking about cybersecurity on this episode of the Empower Up podcast.
My name's Ethan Dino. I'm the Information Systems Administrator at Delco Water Company in Delaware, Ohio. And my role is to administer the system, and I manage a team of three IT techs, and we're responsible for the network, applications, and cybersecurity. And it's probably been more paramount now with cybersecurity than anything else, but we've still got the other stuff to do.
Cybersecurity was added to your plate. Yeah,
that's it. That's it. Yeah. Well, it's become a bigger role. It's always there, but now it's a much bigger role.
Ethan, in what ways are you seeing cybersecurity become more of a priority in your industry?
I know the AWWA has really stepped it up in the last 5 years. They've really stepped up their requirements for water utilities to meet these requirements for cybersecurity. And then, yes, it was definitely, it became a big topic at many conferences that we were all attending, especially our general manager. And then the board of directors, they really backed it up and made it a big priority as something we need to get move forward with. And so it actually changed my role a little bit with the company to where, I mean, obviously I'm the systems administrator at the company, and I have that role, but then my role also shifted towards cybersecurity as a much higher priority in the company. Mm-hmm. And so we knew we had to get an assessment done. And we had a prior relationship with Gray Matter at that point as well. And I knew those guys were really good at this kind of thing. So I got them to come in. I got Gray Matter to come in, get the assessment done. It was a fantastic assessment, and it really did a good job of listing out, these are the areas that need to be remediated. And then we sat down and prioritized those remediation steps. What is the first thing we want to hit? What's the next thing? And so on and so forth. And some things that, we were able to work on while others were getting completed and stuff. There were some nice, quick fixes that we were able to hit. But then we really prioritize the big ones. And the big one for us was basically getting ourselves set up to a good point to start segmentation. Now, our network is, and it still really is for the most part right now, a flat network, flat layer 2 network. We do have some segmentation involved, but we knew we needed to get to a point where we could really start implementing deeper segmentation, and that was basically replacing our existing external firewall and then implementing internal firewalls in our network.
Absolutely. So what was the goal? Why did you want to do that, based on the assessment, and get away from the flat layer 2?
Well, we know that that's basically one of the biggest problems in a network is if something, we were really good at blocking everything outside. We were good at our external separation from everybody else, but if something did get in, it was open field. It was open, it was a field day for anybody that got in, because once they got in, they could get everywhere.
Right, and that's super common, in the water industry. I mean, that's definitely, and we see it all the time.
I think it's super common for most industries. With a network,
yeah,
true. Basically, what you're trying to do is mitigate anything that happens, because, I keep hearing this over and over again. It's not if it's going to happen, it's when it's going to happen. And so getting yourself set up to be able to handle and mitigate when something does happen is your best option right now.
Right. And once you have that assessment in hand, can you kind of share how that was helpful in terms of just, making your case internally?
It was very easy to sell it once we got the, once the assessment was completed and we were able to prioritize, you know, the steps needed to remediate our issues. It was an easy sell to basically get backing, to get support from the board, from the general manager. Hey, these are the things we want to go forward with. This is how we want to step through it. And they were totally on board with it. It was a nice feeling working for a company that understands the importance of this.
What would you tell someone who was kind of starting out on that same path?
If someone's just starting out with their remediation, you know, definitely get the priorities set up and get you know, all the steps in your remediation that you will need to get done, or get that assessment done. You know, mm-hmm. you have to have that assessment done because that really helps you understand your network better. It helps you understand where you need to focus more of your energy on. And obviously it also helps you get an idea of your quick wins you can get. And then we started handling best practices a little better as far as, you know, people having access to what, you know, we really changed. Okay. Who has access to what, how they have access to it. Started implementing more MFA across the board on just about everything. Those are all quick wins that you can implement real quick. You know, MFA is a huge deal. If it's available on something, get it done. We've even done it internally using Duo. And that was actually suggested by Gray Matter, was using Duo security. And we've done that internally as well. And that was an easy implementation just to get people, you know, a little bit more secure, you know, as far as what they're connecting to and what they can connect to. It was a way for us to get even in internal MFA, you know, so mm-hmm. basically, even if we're internal on the network, we want to connect to certain servers, we still have MFA to go through to get that done. And that was just, it just gives you a little better feeling, helps you a little sleep better at night, you know?
Yeah. So the last thing I want to ask you about, and this is always the trickier one in cyber, is just like, you know, what do you think the ROI is?
I think the ROI is hard to gauge because, you know, what is the value of what we're doing? You know, if something was to come in and we were basically put at the point of saying, okay, you either pay this amount of money, whatever they're asking, to let you have your network back. And, you know, if you ever had something where basically everything's locked down and you get to pay a certain amount of money, that's your ROI right there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It can be a lot of money. I mean,
it could be less than you've spent getting to that point, but the headache involved in it and all the work involved in it and the possibility of it really being a detriment to your ability to, you know, mm-hmm. fulfill your job. Your main job is, you know, like within the water industry, our main job is to provide our customers with water. If that was to stop that, you're talking about, you know, decades of bad publicity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And trust goes out the window with your customers. So, I mean, it's really hard to put a number on that ROI, you know, but basically you want to get yourself set up in a place where you feel comfortable and you can sleep at night. You know, you're not worried all the time about something happening.
Yeah.
Or if something does happen, you know how to handle it.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You can isolate it. You can deal with it. Well, Ethan, thanks for being on the Empower Up podcast. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
That does it for this episode of the Empower Up podcast. Thanks for joining us today. Don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download your podcast episodes. Also, check us out at graymattersystems.com where you can learn all about what Gray Matter does and projects like the one that we discussed today. Okay, see you next time.